Hello everyone, my name is Elijah Davis, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation of the 12th Hour in Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is April 10, 2017, or it's ABIB 14, 2021. We will start our first service today with a song that I've written entitled, Going to Take a Swim in the River of Life. Take a swim in the river of life, gonna wash away the troubles in strife. Gonna help my friends and everything ever I can. Gonna fill my heart with the gospel share, help the good news everywhere. Yes, he's coming, yes, he's coming back again. Once you get ready, he's coming again. Won't you get ready and find a friend? Won't you get ready? Oh, don't delay. Won't you get ready? Won't you get ready for the judgment day? In the middle of the river, don't really decide. For the water runs deep, and the river is wide. It's the river of life that flows to the sea. It's the river of life, the water runs deep, and the water is free. Won't you get ready? He's coming again. Won't you get ready and invite a friend? Won't you get ready? Oh, don't delay. Won't you get ready? Won't you get ready for the judgment day? Gonna take a swim in the river of life. Gonna wash away my troubles and strife. Gonna help my friends and neighbors whenever I can. Gonna fill my heart with the gospel share. Yes, the goodness everywhere. Gosh, he's coming, yes, he's coming back again. Part 3, Passover. We're going to continue our series here on the Passover. We're on the eve of the Passover for 2017, 2021. And we're on 2 Chronicles chapter 35. Josiah's solemn Passover. We're going to read about that. Chapter 35 has 27 verses in it. Start with verse 1. Moreover, Josiah kept the Passover under the Yahweh and Yerushalayim. And he killed the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. And he set the priests in their charges and encouraged them to the service of the house of Yahweh. And said unto the Levites that taught all Israel, which were holy unto Yahweh, put the holy ark in the house, which Solomon the son of David, king of Israel, did build. It shall not be a burden upon your shoulders. Serve now the Yahweh your Elohim and his people Israel, and prepare yourself by the houses of your fathers, after your courses, according unto the writing of David, king of Israel, and according unto the writing of Solomon his son, and stand in the holy place, according unto the divisions of the families of the fathers of your brethren, the people, and after the division of the families of the Levites, so kill the Passover, and sanctify yourselves, and prepare your brethren, that they may do according unto the word of Yahweh by the hand of Moses. And Josiah gave unto the people of the flock lambs and kids, all for the Passover offering, for all that were present, to the number of 30,000, and 3,000 bullocks of these were of the king's substance. And his princes gave willingly unto the people, unto the priests, and unto the Levites. Hilkiah and Zechariah and Jahiel, rulers of the house of Yahweh, gave unto the priests for the Passover offerings 2,600 small cattle and 300 oxen. Conaniah also and Shimei and Nethaneel, his brethren, and Hashabiah and Jael, and Jozabad, a chief of the Levites, gave unto the Levites for the Passover offerings 5,000 small cattle and 500 oxen. So the service was prepared, and the priests stood in their place, and the Levites in their courses, according unto the king's commandment. And they killed the Passover, and the priests sprinkled the blood from their hands, and the Levites flayed them, and they removed the burnt offerings, that they might give according unto the division of the families of the people to offer unto Yahweh, as it is written in the book of Moses, and so did they with the oxen. And they roasted the Passover with fire according unto the ordinance, but the other holy offerings sought they in pots and in cauldrons and in pans, and divided them speedily among all the people, and afterwards they made ready for themselves and for the priests, because the priests, the sons of Aaron, were busied in offering of the burnt offerings and the fat until night. Therefore the Levites prepared for themselves and for the priests, the sons of Aaron, and the singers, the sons of Asaph, were in their place, according unto the commandment of David, and Asaph, and Heman, and Jeduthun, the king's seer, and the porters waited at every gate. They might not depart from their service, for their brethren, the Levites, prepared for them. So all the service of the Yahweh was prepared the same day to keep the Passover and to offer burnt offerings upon the altar of the Yahweh, according to the commandment of the king Josiah. And the children of Israel that were present kept the Passover at that time and the feast of the unleavened bread 7 days. And there was no Passover like to that kept in Israel from the days of Samuel the prophet, neither did all the kings of Israel keep such a Passover as Josiah kept. And the priests and Levites and all Judah and Israel that were present, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, in the 18th year of the reign of Josiah was the Passover kept. Okay, we're going into Josiah's death now, verse 20. After all this, when Josiah has prepared the temple, Necho, king of Egypt, came up to fight against Carchemish by the Euphrates, and Josiah went out against him. And he sent ambassadors unto him, saying, "What have I to do with thee, thou king of Judah? I come not against thee this day, but against the house wherewith I have war. For Yahweh commanded me to make haste, forbear thee from meddling with Yahweh, who is with me, that he destroy thee not." Nevertheless, Josiah would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself that he might fight with him, and hearken not unto the words of Necho from the mouth of Yahweh, and came to fight in the valley of Megiddo. And the archer shot at King Josiah, and the king said to his servants, "Have me away, for I am sore wounded." His servants therefore took him out of that chariot, and put him in the second chariot that he had, and they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died, and was buried in one of the sepulchres of his father. And all Judah and Jerusalem mourned for Josiah. And Jeremiah lamented for Josiah, and all the singing men and the singing women spake of Josiah and their lamentation to this day, and made them an ordinance in Israel. And behold, they are written in the lamentation. Now the rest of the acts of Josiah and his goodness, according unto that which was written in the law of the Yahweh, and his deeds first and last, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. That's the end of chapter 37. And of 2 Chronicles. So now let us go right on into 2 Ezra chapter 6. Then Darius, the king, made a decree, and search was made in the house of the rolls, where the treasures were laid up in the Babylon, and there was found at Akhmeta, in the palace, that is, in the province of the Medes, a roll, and therein was a record thus written. In the first year of Cyrus the king, the same Cyrus the king made a decree concerning the house of Yahweh at Jerusalem, let the house be builded, the place where they offered sacrifices, and let the foundations thereof be strongly laid, the height thereof 70 cubits, and the breadth thereof 70 cubits, with 3 rows of great stones and a row of new timber, and let the expenses be given out of the house, king's house, and also let the golden and silver vessels of the house of Yahweh, which Nebuchadnezzar took forth out of the temple, which is at Jerusalem, and brought unto Babylon, to be restored, and brought again unto the temple, which is at Jerusalem, every one unto his place, and placed him in the house of Yahweh. Now therefore Tapnaiah, governor beyond the river, Shethar, Bozneah, and your companions, the Aphrashites, which are beyond the river, be ye far from thence, that the work of this house of Yahweh alone, that the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of Yahweh and his place. Moreover, I make a decree what you shall do unto the elders of these Jews for the building of this house of Yahweh, that of the king's goods, even of the tribute beyond the river, forthwith expenses be given unto these men, that they be not hindered, and that which they have need of, both young bullocks and rams and lambs for the burnt offerings of the Yahweh of the heaven, wheat, salt, wine, and all, according unto the appointment of the priests which are at the Jerusalem, let it be given them day by day without fail, that they may offer sacrifices of the sweet savors unto the Yahweh of heaven, and pray for the life of the king and of his son. I also have made a decree that whosoever shall alter this word, that timber be pulled down from his house, and being set up, let him be hanged thereon, and let his house be made a dunghill for this. And the Yahweh that hath caused his name to dwell there, destroy all kings and people that shall put their hand to altar, and destroy this house of Yahweh, which is at Jerusalem. I, Darius, have made a decree, let it be done with speed. And Tapnaiah, governor on this side of the river, Shethar of Bozneah, and their companions, according unto that which Darius the king had sent. So they did speedily. Temple finished and dedicated. And the elders of the Jews built it, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo, and they built it and finished it according to the commandment of the Elohim of Israel, and according to the commandment of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. And this house was finished on the 3rd day of the month Adar, which was in the 6th year of the reign of Darius the king, and the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites, and the rest of the children of the captivity, kept the dedication of this house of Yahweh with joy, and offered at the dedication of this house of Yahweh 100 bullocks, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and a for a sin offering for all Israel, 12 he-goats according to the number of the tribes of Israel. And they set the priests in their divisions, and the Levites in their courses for the service of Yahweh, which is at Jerusalem. As it is written in the book of the Moses, and the children of the captivity kept the Passover upon the 14th day of the first month, for the priests and the Levites were purified together, all of them were pure, and killed the Passover for all the children of the captivity and for their brethren, the priest, and for themselves. And the children of Israel which were come again out of the captivity, and all such as had separated themselves unto them from the filthiness of the heathen of the land, to seek the Elohim of Israel, did eat, and kept the feast of the unleavened bread 7 days with the joy, for Yahweh had made them joyful, and turned the heart of the king of Assyria unto them, to strengthen their hands in the work of the house of Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel. Okay, that ends Ezra chapter 6. Now we'll fast forward to Ezekiel chapter 45. It says, moreover, when you shall divide by lot the land for inheritance, you shall offer an oblation unto the Yahweh and holy portion of the land. The length shall be the length of 25,000 reeds, and the breadth shall be 10,000. This shall be holy, and all the borders thereof round about. Of this there shall be for the sanctuary 500 in length, with 500 in the breadth, square round about, and 50 cubits round about for the suburbs thereof. And of this measure shalt thou measure the length of 25,000, and the breadth of 10,000, and in it shall be the sanctuary and the most holy place. The holy portion of the land shall be for the priests, the ministers of the sanctuary, which shall come near to minister unto Yahweh, and it shall be a place for their houses, and a holy place for the sanctuary, and the 25,000 of the length, and the 10,000 of the breadth, shall also the Levites, the ministers of the house, have for themselves for a possession for 20 chambers, and you shall appoint the possession of the city 5,000 broad, and 25,000 long, over against the oblation of the holy portion. It shall be for the whole house of Israel. And a portion shall be for the prince on the one side, and on the other side of the oblation of the holy portion, and of the possession of the city, before the oblation of the holy portion, and before the possession of the city, from the west side westward, and from the east side eastward. And the length shall be over against one of the portions, from the west border unto the east border. And the land shall be his possession in Israel, and my princes shall no more oppress my people, and the rest of the land shall they give unto the house of Israel according unto their tribes. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, let it suffice you, O princes of Israel. Remove violence and spoil, and execute judgment and justice. Take away your exactions from my people, saith Yahweh Elohim. You shall have just balances, and a just ephah, and a just bah. The ephah and the bah shall be of one measure. That the bah may contain the tenth part of an homer, and the ephah, the tenth part of an homer, the measure thereof shall be after the homer, and the shekel shall be 20 gerah, 20 shekels 5, and 20 shekels 15 shekels shall be your manah. Okay, verse 13, oblations and offering. This is the oblation that you shall offer, the sixth part of an ephah of an homer of wheat, and you shall give the sixth part of an ephah of an homer of barley. Concerning the ordinance of the oil, the bath of oil, you shall offer the tenth part of a bath out of the core, which is an homer, of 10 baths, for 10 baths are an homer. And one lamb out of the flock, out of 200, out of the fat pastures of Israel, for a meat offering, and for a burnt offering, and for a peace offering, to make reconciliation for them, saith Yahweh Elohim. All the people of the land shall give this oblation for the prince in Israel. And it shall be the prince's part to give burnt offerings and meat offerings and drink offerings in the feast and in the new moons and in the Sabbath and all the solemnities of the house of Israel, he shall prepare the sin offering and the meat offering and the burnt offering and the peace offerings to make reconciliation for the house of Israel. Thus says Yahweh Elohim, in the first month, in the first day of the month, thou shalt take a young bullock without blemish and cleanse the sanctuary. And the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering and put it upon the post of the house and upon the four corners of the settle of the altar and upon the post of the gate of the inner court. And so thou shalt do the seventh day of the month for everyone that erreth, and for him that is simple, so shall ye reconcile the house. In the first month, in the 14th day of the month, you shall have the Passover, a feast of 7 days. Unleavened bread shall be eaten. And upon that day shall the prince prepare for himself and for all the people of the land a bullock for a sin offering. And 7 days of the feast he shall prepare a burnt offering unto the Yahweh, 7 bullocks and 7 rams without blemish daily the 7 days, and a kid of the goats daily for a sin offering. And he shall prepare a meat offering of an ephah for a bullock, and an ephah for a ram, and an hen of oil for an ephah. In the 7th month, in the 15th day of the month, that's the Feast of Tabernacles, that's a holy day, on the 15th day of the 7th month, shall he do the like in the feast of the 7 days, according unto the sin offering, according unto the burnt offering, and according unto the meat offering, and according unto the oil. So what is done in the 7 days of the Feast of Unleavened Bread? The same kind of offerings are offered also on the 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles in the 7th month. First month and the 7th month. Okay, that's the end of our chapter, Ezekiel 45. We'll go right on into Matthew now, 26. Okay, Matthew 26. And it came to pass, when Yahshua had finished all these things, he said unto his disciples, you know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people unto the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and consulted that they might take Yahshua by subtlety and kill him. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Now when Yahshua was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of a very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, unto what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given of the poor. And Yahshua understood it. He said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me and you have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, whithersoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her. Then one of the 12 called, Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, what will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he saw the opportunity to betray him. Now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came unto Yahshua, saying unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, go into the city unto such a man, and say unto him, the Master saith, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with thy disciples. And the disciples did as Yahshua had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the even was come, he sat down with the 12, and as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Master, it is I. And answering said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, Thou hast said. And as they were eating, Yahshua took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it unto the disciples, and said, Take ye, this is my body. And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it unto them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of the Olives. Thus saith the Yahshua unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, If all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Yahshua said unto him, Verily I say unto you, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me three times. Thrice. Peter says unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Then cometh Yahshua with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto the Peter, What could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Now you get, that's a very good point to repeat that verse, verse 41, Matthew 26. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. For the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, and he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. Betrayal and arrest. And while he yet spake, lo, Judah, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude of the swords and staves, from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Yahshua and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. Yahshua said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Yahshua and took him. And behold, one of them which were with Yahshua stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. Then said Yahshua unto him, Put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be? In that same hour said Yahshua unto the multitudes, Are you come out as against a thief with swords and staves for to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and ye laid no hold on me. But all this was done, that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. And all the disciples forsook him and fled, and they that had laid hold on Yahshua led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Yahshua followed him afar. But Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace, and went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and the elders and all the council sought false witness against Yahshua to put him to death, but found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came two of false witnesses, and said, This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of Yahweh and to build it in the 3 days. And the high priest arose and said unto him, Answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witnesses against thee? But Yahshua held his peace, and the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living Elohim that thou tell us whether thou be the Messiah, the son of Yahweh. Yahshua said unto him, Thou hast said, Nevertheless I say unto you, Hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. And the high priest rent his clothes, saying, He hath spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now you have heard his blasphemy. What think ye? They answered and said, He is guilty of death. Then did they spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy unto us, thou Messiah, who is he that smote thee? Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also wast with Yahshua of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto him, unto them that were there, This fellow was also with Yahshua of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said unto Peter, Surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man, and immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Yahshua, which said unto him, Behold, the cock crow. Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. That's the end of Matthew chapter 26. Let us now go to our next chapter. Mark 14. After 2 days of the feast of the Passover and of the unleavened bread, and the chief priest and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. They said, Not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he said to me, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of the spikenard, very precious, and she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and had been given unto the poor. And they murmured against her. And Yeshua said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. And Jesus' chariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priest to betray him unto them. And when they heard it, they were glad, and promised to give him money, and he sought how he might conveniently betray him. And the first day of the unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, where wilt thou that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover? And he sendeth forth two of his disciples and saith unto them, go ye into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water, follow him. And wheresoever he shall go in, and say ye unto the good man of the house, the master saith, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared there, make ready for us. And the disciples went forth and came into the city and found as it had, as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And in the evening of he cometh with the 12, and as they sat and did eat, Yeshua said, verily I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. And they began to be sorrowful, and to say unto him one by one, is it I? And another said, is it I? And he answered and said unto them, it is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born. And as they did eat, Yeshua took bread and blessed and brake it, and gave unto them, and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it unto them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of the Yahweh. And when they had sung an hymn, they went out and into the Mount of Olives, and Yahshua saith unto them, or you shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after that I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter said unto him, although all shall be offended, yet will I not, not I. And Yahshua said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he spake the following the more vehemently, if I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. Likewise also said they all. And they came to a place which was called Gethsemane, and he said unto his disciples, Sit ye here while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed, and to be very heavy, and saith unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground, and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me, nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed and spake the same words, and when he returned he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. How did we say what to answer him? And he cometh the third time and saith unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up, let us go. Lo, he that betrayeth me is at hand. And immediately while he yet spake, cometh Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with the swords and staves from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And he that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Take him and lead him away safely. And as soon as he was come, he goeth straightway to him and said, Master, Master, and kissed him. And they laid their hands on him and took him. And one of them that stood by drew a sword and smote a servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Yahshua answered and said unto them, Are ye come out as against a thief with swords and with staves to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you took me not, but the scriptures must be fulfilled. And they all forsook him and fled. And there followed him a certain young man, having a linen cloth cast about his head, his naked body, and the young man laid hold on him. And he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked, and they led Yahshua away to the high priest. And with him were assembled all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And Peter followed him afar off, even into the palace of the high priest. And he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. And the chief priests and all the council sought for witness against Yahshua to put him to death, and found none. For many bear false witness against him, but their witness agreed not together. And there arose certain and bare false witness against him, saying, We heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within three days I will build another made without hands. But neither so did their witness agree together. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Yahshua, saying, Answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witnesses against thee? But he held his peace and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him and said unto him, Art thou this Yahshua the Son of the Blessed? And Yahshua said, I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. And the high priest rent his clothes and said, What need we any further witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What think you? And they all condemned him to be guilty of death. And some began to spit on him and to cover his face and to buffet him, and to say unto him, Prophesy. And the servants did strike him with the palms of their hands, and as Peter was beneath in the palace, there cometh one of the maids of the high priest, and when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, And thou also wast with Yahshua of Nazareth. But he denied, saying, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest. And he went out into the porch, and the cock crew. And the maid saw him again, and began to say unto him that stood by, This is one of them. And he denied it again, and a little while after, they that stood by said again unto Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereto. But he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man of whom ye speak. And the second time the cock crew, and Peter called to mind the word that Yahshua said unto him, Before the cock crow thrice, thou shalt deny me three times. And when he thought thereon, he wept. Okay, that's the end of Mark chapter 14. Now we go to Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Augustus, from Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth and into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Yahweh came upon them, and the glory of Yahweh shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. City of David a Savior, which is Yahshua the Messiah. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising Yahweh and saying, Glory to Yahweh in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this same which has come to pass, which the Yahweh hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherd returned, glorifying and praising Yahweh for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And when the 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Yahshua, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, They brought him to Jerusalem to present him unto Yahweh, as it is written in the law of Yahweh, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy unto Yahweh, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of Yahweh, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Yeshua Messiah. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Yeshua to do for him after the custom of the law, they took him up in his arms and blessed Yahweh and said, Yahweh, now let us thy servant depart in peace according unto thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Now there it is. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against, yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of the great age and hath lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served Yahweh with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Yahweh, and spake of him unto all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according unto the law of Yahweh, they returned into Galilee, unto their own city Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong, and the Spirit filled with the wisdom and the grace of Yahweh was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up unto Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Yahshua tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolks and acquainted. And when they found him not, they turned back again unto Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. Then he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wish ye not that I must be about my father's bidding? And they understood not the saying that he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came unto Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. Yahshua increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with Yahweh and man. That ends chapter 2. Now we'll go fast forward to Luke chapter 22 and see what we have here. It says, now the feast of the unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and the scribes saw how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surname Iscariot, being of the number of the 12, and he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray them unto them. And they were glad and covenant to give him money, and he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. Then came the day of the unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. So the Passover is the lamb. The unleavened bread is the holy day that you eat the lamb on, which is the following day. The lamb is killed on the 14th day in the even, and is eaten on the 15th day of the same even. One even closes out the 14th, and one even begins the 15th. And it's the same even. And he sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat. And he said unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare? And he saith unto them, behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in, and you shall say unto the good man of the house, the master saith to thee, where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room, furnished there, make it ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover, and when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him, and he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of Yahweh. And he took the cup, and he gave thanks, and said, take this, and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of Yahweh shall be come. And he took bread, and he gave thanks, and brake it, and he gave it unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table, and truly the Son of Man goeth as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing, and there was also a strife among them which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so, but he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that doth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat, but I'm among you as he that serveth. You are they which have contended with me in my temptation. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. We have inherited this kingdom, everlasting kingdom of David. He always said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. And he said unto him, Master, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before thou hast shall deny me three times, thou knowest me. Okay, I've already read this story in Mark, so we're going to forego the story again. We got the meat of this subject today, and that meat of this is that Yes, sir, says, I appoint unto you a king. And we're the antitype of that house of David that he set up with the apostles back then. We're the antitype of it. We're sitting upon the throne of David now. And so Yahweh's people can now rejoice in that we have arrived at that place again. We have the Passover coming home here in a few hours. So Heaven the Father will bless us to receive of the goodness of His mercy. Let us close now with a song. Blessed assurance. Blessed assurance, Yahshua is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. There is salvation, verses of Yah, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.